Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Today, so when you take my teeth are shifting, so sometimes my gums will bleed. Nigga. Top teeth. My whole right side just dripping with blood, like just dripping through the Invisalign, just red lines all through it. Literally, I spoke to at least 10 people this morning, at least 10, showing all 32 too. Like, they're like, "Oh, good morning." Full blown conversations. Not a person told me, like, "Yo, not a person told me, like, yo, you should probably go to the bathroom. You know, you should check your Invisalign."
So, wait, I had blood, like.
Not like gushing out blood, but you can see it. Like it's a white tray, it's a clear tray on your teeth, and then it's red. Like someone's like, "Yo, your gums are bleeding." Something, nothing. I went to the bathroom around like 11. So that means I worked literally for like three hours already. Not a word was said to me. I was like, "Yo, these motherfuckers, I'm in the bathroom spazzing."
Yo, they want you to fail.
And I have to go out there and like nothing ever happened.
Did you see Jarrell's? They probably sent out an email like.
Shit.
You're on drugs?
I don't know what drug that is, but that's sure.
Isn't that crack?
It could be crack. I'm sure it's crack.
Mama wouldn't do that.
They don't do anything else but crack. I'm sure it's crack.
Don't they do heroin too?
That's crack. Crack's been out since the 80s. Not in their community. They still do crack. Yo. Oh man, welcome back to Coolin' Out, everyone.
So,
bro, this is a great introduction. I enjoyed that story. I mean to tell that story all damn day, but I've been so busy.
No, I hope you don't do crack though.
Nah, I'm sure my gums will be bleeding. I'll just be losing a little bit of weight. Y'all come here next week, all the mics be gone. Not the
story. Cool hanging.
I don't know what.
Yeah, all I could think of is 50 Cent when he was like mad skinny. They were good.
You take something stupid. I mean, you take the microphone cord, won't we? Take a knob off the mixer next week.
Nah, Kev, I'll take that off your
hands. I'll volunteer to carry all the equipment. Yo, you never guess what happened to me. I got robbed on the way here.
Again. I got bad luck, man.
Yeah. Now I gotta check to see if shit is missing. Yo, just because of that. As he scratches his neck.
Oh, all right, guys. It's the middle of the year. Summertime just started, so we wanted to do a mid-year best of 2017 episode. It's been a lot of great things going on so far this year, so we figured we might as well catch up, because at the end of the year, when we do our end of the year episode, it'll be too much to go over.
Yeah,
and I ain't giving you a 3-hour episode.
Nah.
So we figured we break it up now, give you an hour and a half now, hour and a half later. So we're gonna start with the best song so far in 2017.
Okay.
Who wants it?
You got it.
All right. Nah,
you got it.
I just gave the people a good 5 minutes. Story time. Crack jokes.
Story time.
It's story time.
Right, let me use these mics while we still got them. All right. This was very tough. Do you want me to start or you want to start?
Since you're ready.
You're ready?
Okay. No, I haven't even.
What are we doing, like a top five or what?
I did 10 for this because I could. Damn. I do a 5.
Nah, go ahead, do 10. Let me hear your 10.
This will be the only 10, trust. Ain't been in the movies. Very tough. Number 10, 20 something by SZA. Number 9, Conscience by Kodak Black featuring Future. Number 8, T-shirt by the Migos.
Gotcha.
Number 7, First Day Out by T Grizzly. Number 5, Halfway Off the Balcony by Big Sean. Number 4, EXO Tour Life by Lil Uzi Vert. I can't count. I said 5?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Number 4, Love by Kendrick Lamar. Number 3, Mask Off Remix, Future featuring Kendrick. Number 2, Passion Fruit by Drake. And number 1, Do Not Disturb by Drake. Also, before you continue, honorable mention to Tunnel Vision, Drowning, Sacrifices, Disrespectful, hey, many others.
How did they make top 10? How none of those made the top 10?
It was tough. I wanted to give everybody fair shine because it was up to me. My top 10 would just be a shuffle of More Life and Damn. So I didn't want to be honest with you. So
that is true. I had that issue earlier.
That's what y'all niggas listen to?
More Life and Damn?
That's it?
To really love? I enjoy everything I listed, but word for word, black, yeah.
Word?
No, not quite. Not more, no.
Now, there's been a lot of singles, though.
What? This year.
It's been a lot.
Let me see what I'm listening to every single day.
In my sock, y'all.
Oh, Magnolia, definitely. First of all, I just started listening to Magnolia 2 days ago, and that's already in my top.
Already on.
I've never listened to a song so much in my life. It's more so because I'm trying to figure out exactly everything he's saying.
He trying to break it down.
I'm getting old. That shit coming to me way slower. There's another song. Oh, so most people probably don't know this, but it's this guy called Molly, M-A-L-I, Molly Music. It's a song called Gonna Be Alright.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think that's the way
you sent that to.
Yeah, that's my shit. Definitely Drowning, Beloved.
I know. I heard it on shuffle when I was leaving the building. It was tough.
Hey, Boogie.
I know. And I've been like 3 Kodak songs. You deserve them all.
Kodak's on every fucking thing. Tunnel Vision, Passion Fruit by Drake. I like that one. I like the Mask Off original better than the remix with Kendrick. So I'm gonna put that up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kendrick. It was just I didn't like his verse on it. It like I might say I didn't like it. It was cool.
Yeah.
It just threw the vibe off of me.
I feel you.
I'm gonna reach my line, yeah. Alright, cool, Beloved. How many is that?
2?
Ain't 2, that's about 5. Huh? Let me see, I said Drowning, Magnolia, Passion Fruit, Mask Off. Molly Music. What else am I listening to? If I listen to something every single day, then it's not something that's like at the top of my mind. Let me think. Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it?
I don't listen to songs I listen to on a daily. Someone comes to me, I cut you off.
Cut me up. All right. All right.
At least I'm honest.
Let's see. My number 10. Is Just Like You, Joyner Lucas. He's pretty new. I think he's from Cali. Let's see. Number 9, Crew, Gold Link. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that song. Probably if you heard it. Number 8. No, not this one. Number 8, our boy, Truth City.
Ooh, okay.
Matter of Time. I really like that song.
Okay.
Number 7, EXO Tour Life. I think that came out this year. I didn't even check, actually.
No, it did.
It did, right?
Yeah.
Number 6, Humble.
Oh, okay.
Humble. Number 5, Self-Made by Bryson. Number 5. Number 4, Blem by our boy Drake. Number 3, this one was a tough one for me. Stay Blessed by Bryson. So number 2 was hard for me because I think Kevin knows why. It was a toss between Kendrick and our boy Drake. But I have to give it to Kendrick. So number 2 is Do Not Disturb, and number 1 is Feel by Kendrick.
I gotta add some shit to my to my list. Not from your list.
No, though. No, I know.
Just now that I'm thinking about it. I listen to God a lot. From Kendrick God Lamar's album.
Yeah. They're talking about the crack in the beginning. Yeah. And then, I'm glad you cleared
I got
that.
Saved in 5 minutes. I listen to God from Damn a lot. So I thought this was gonna be like all like mainstream artists. If that's the case, then I listen to Missing Out by D Green a lot.
Off his
Fortitude 2 project. I listen to Family off True Cities project.
That's a good one too.
A lot. Yeah, that's it. That's 3 more. That's 8.
That's 8.
Can't, we all can't make 10.
Nah, it's true.
Also want to shout out a couple. I heard some fire freestyles that don't count. Joey Badass on Mask Off might be the best freestyle I've heard this year. Also Belly from LA Leakers. 2 Chainz just did a freestyle over DNA.
Ripped that shit.
Also fire. Corey Finesse, I think that was this year, went on
Hot 97
and destroyed. So yeah,
those were good actually.
Shout out some freestyles that I thought were fire as well.
Damn. Now, I wonder if 2 Chainz wrote that though, because I don't remember.
I think they all like know that. Were like at least pre-written.
Yo, what's that song? Mm-hmm. With Rihanna and Bryson?
Wild Thoughts.
That shit's about to be it. That shit's.
Oh yeah.
That shit's already.
There's some ones on Khaled's album.
Yeah, Khaled. Oof.
You guys like that album?
I do.
I'm not gonna lie.
I couldn't find enough songs. Yeah.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I didn't expect much of it.
Oh, I did.
I think you going with low expectations, and it was like, oh okay. Okay. Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a couple of songs on there, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was a little. I didn't go in there with any expectations, but
you didn't like it.
Not that I did. I don't know. It didn't feel like an album. It felt like a bunch of singles. Like
oh, it's a mix. It's
that's
a
what it mix. Is.
My friend called singles. It a luxury mixtape.
What do you think he is? One.
Like I thought, Nicki bodied all the tracks she was on.
Yeah, that one. Especially that one with With Future and Alicia Keys as fire.
Nicki is she back. Verse on that Real Life song with 2 Chainz as well.
Yeah.
From his album. I was like, yeah. Okay.
She went
I was just like, damn, I think it's the first good verse I've heard from you in quite some time.
Since 2014, maybe.
Yeah, for
Monster,
real.
I think that was the last.
Damn.
Nah, seriously, because then she went straight pop right after that.
Yeah. Belly, his interlude was fire. The Pusha and Jada one was fire.
God bless Pusha T. He's almost 40, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pusha Terrence? Yeah.
He's almost 40 years old?
Yeah.
Circles around the youth.
Still with those braids? Him and AI.
It's true, though. I never thought about the braid part.
I didn't know he was almost 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brother was reminding me that, and I forgot. Like, going back, I was like...
I mean, it's good. No homo. He don't look 40, so...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What else?
Ain't lost a step, so...
let's see. There's some a couple of one. I don't know. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Partisan Fontaine.
Who?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to take that as a no.
No.
Heard of Mayor Fontaine.
No, not this guy. No, he
Frank Ocean song is dope. You guys heard that?
No.
Which one?
Mayor Fontaine is called Frank Ocean. His name is Mayor Fontaine. He made a song called Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean? Oh. I'm going to save
it's
that
wild
on my
gay.
List. Wild gay.
I'm joking.
It's about Frank Ocean.
I'm joking.
No, he's not.
Now, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, is this dude gay? And then my girl was like, why? I was like, because Frank Ocean's gay. And she was like, you so insensitive. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
You're not insensitive. You just want to know.
A genuine question.
Yeah.
Before I walk into the song, what am I walking into?
Is it gayness around?
What am I walking into? I think that's a pretty standard question. Brace yourself. What am I walking into?
So should we go to albums?
Yep.
Yeah.
Projects.
This is easy. Damn.
What's
damn.
One?
Damn. Huh?
Hmm?
What's number one?
I only got five for this.
One.
What's number one?
Damn. Okay. What's number one, Kev?
Damn.
Okay. Good. We can agree there.
Yeah. Damn.
You guys count More Life as a project? I did.
I did.
Oh yeah. Oh,
okay. Just asking.
Yeah. That's number two.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
That's, damn. That's not my number two.
Hmm. That's not your number two.
Ooh. Bryson.
Ooh. Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So where's Damn for you then?
Damn is one, Bryson is two, and then
I mean not Life. Damn. Where's More Life?
More Life
for you?
Is
sorry.
Three. More Life is
More
three.
More Life is sure. Three. Mm. Leah for three, Kev. I have Big Sean's project for three.
I do as well.
Oh, okay.
I do as well.
Shit.
I really enjoy that.
I have it as five.
Big Sean, that's good. As long as he made your top five.
Nah, he definitely deserved it. I was re-listening to it actually yesterday at work. It was so like flawless, like top to bottom.
Four about to be a surprise for y'all.
He killed his feature too on the Khaled, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I got Rick Ross album at four.
I knew it. Mm. Okay. I knew it.
Sorry.
No, it was really good.
It grew on me.
I got Hendrix at four.
Oh,
I love Hendrix.
Completely slipped my mind. Let me say that to the playlist. Yeah, I haven't listened to that in a minute. Really
Hendrix, you have?
Mm-hmm.
I have Future.
Wow. Yeah,
number four.
Where y'all got Wale at, though?
About 100.
Honorable mention.
100,000.
Don't tell him that.
Come well, here, y'all ain't qualified.
Be a war on cooling.
Bunch of internet thugs on your computer.
These nerds ain't qualified.
Oh, man.
We got number five.
I decided.
Oh, what was your five?
What was your three?
Damn,
because you when we said
it was Damn, Bryson, More Life, Future, and I decided. Yeah.
What about you?
I didn't think that far. I literally had four.
You don't have a fifth.
One,
two, three, fifth.
One, two, three, fifth.
Fifth.
Let's see. I'm looking my library.
What got feeling? You know, I didn't know. I completely forgot what Jarrell looks. DC4 came out last year. Mm-hmm. I didn't even realize that. He's due. Who else?
Oh, sorry. Jump back to songs. Unforgettable. French.
Oh yeah.
That,
damn.
I forgot.
I'm going through my shit now. I'm like, oh, okay. Can't forget that one.
He's really riding that single though.
He ain't got no choice.
He is really putting that single out there.
Like the boy had a choice.
He did it.
That's what he got going for himself right now.
I don't think that album's.
Oh! Drop Top WAP.
Oh yeah.
Gucci like Mane's. Yeah. What? That's his best project since he came out.
Yeah.
The least promotion. I don't know how that one got just sifted through the ground. No one even listened to it like that. Well, he didn't really promote it like that. Came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I fucked with that project.
That was a dope project.
I listened to that shit on the way home. I'm an old man. I got to pull shit up before I forget.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Go on my Spotify. Be like, oh, Gucci's right there.
Yeah, I take pictures. Mad screenshots on my phone for reminders.
Me too.
Mad screenshots.
My I'll get back to this. I just set reminders all day. Shit to do in an hour because I literally forget. So I pick up my phone like, what am I doing?
Yeah, there's too much going on.
These damn vitamins don't be helping.
For real?
I'm getting old, beloved. Nah, I'm joking, but I do be forgetting shit.
Damn.
Because I have so much shit going on at one time, then it's like the littlest thing. I'm like, all right, what the hell is this?
Yeah. The littlest thought changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, music's been crazy this year.
They got any other projects y'all want to
shout out?
A lot of honorable mentions.
Yeah, we got it.
But these are all too new for me to put in my top five. I actually like Rather You Than Me, but aside from that, I don't like Culture. In terms of new,
Culture is good.
Really like Culture.
Yeah.
That came out in the beginning of the year, right?
January.
Yeah. That was the start. Culture was a fucking...
Him and Big Sean.
That was a good start to the year.
I like SZA's album. I like Easy Breezy, Beautiful Thugger Girls. I like the new Lord album. I like the new 2 Chainz album. I like the new Vince Staples album.
But it's too early.
Yeah. So these are all just honorable mentions because most of them are too early.
Too early.
You see in Atlanta, he like had a house painted pink.
Mm-hmm.
2 Chainz to match the house on his album cover.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Shit.
He got in trouble though, right?
I didn't get in trouble, but he got like backlash. People were saying like he's like
promoting the lifestyle.
The lifestyle, because like he even like made the stove on the inside pink and everything. Like,
he had like a fucked up Ferrari in the front.
Yeah, he made it a real replica of like his like just out there on Howell Mill Road in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool though.
It is cool.
That. There's like a picture of an old white lady in the front, just like...
It's like a different way to promote. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no. By the time this episode dropped, Jay-Z's album would have been out.
When that shit coming out?
What, to midnight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
6:30.
How you gonna get it?
Huh? What?
You a title subscriber?
No, but I went to Made in America last year and they gave me a free gift card that I'm gonna use.
Oh yeah.
Good thing to say on wax.
Yeah.
My girl out here repping Sprint, so she just got 6 months for free.
Oh,
title, so I'll be listening to it with her.
Yeah.
If you have service.
I ain't paying for it, beloved.
Yeah.
Love you, Uncle Jay.
It's just it's too bad you can't find it any other way. So yeah.
I ain't gonna put the sources out there.
Yeah, I have no idea what you speak of.
Shut the shit down.
Are you excited though? How you guys feel?
But who?
About the fans or about me?
About Jay's album?
Yeah.
That's whatever.
You going with low expectations?
I listen to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. After Magna Carta.
Yeah.
Don't expect much, beloved.
I was telling Ryan before you came, I was shuffling a Jay-Z playlist and some songs came up from there. And they're not all as bad as I thought they were. That's
they're
all I'll
not
say.
Great.
That's true. Yeah. That's very true as well.
They are not great though.
Yeah.
But no, I mean it was a okay album.
Yeah.
But just for all the build up to it was just this is what you gave me.
True. True.
But I feel like a part of that too with Samsung, like they needed to do something like that.
I mean he got his money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This 444, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it 444?
444.
I'm gonna listen to it.
There's a track list that, you know, I'm not even going to. Because I don't know if it's real, so I'm not even going
to. I have my ways of listening to these things. I'll listen to it.
Yeah, see what a little birdie tells me.
How old is Jay-Z now?
48?
Yeah.
I don't know, 47? Out here with 3 kids?
They got 3 kids?
Mm-hmm. Just had twins.
See? I'm off the loop like a mug. Like, I mean, I knew she was pregnant. I know she had. Wait, she had twins?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm so out of the loop.
It's all right.
I tried to focus on celebrities too much because like they already got their shit together.
Yeah,
try and get my shit together.
Someone at work, we was talking about the album, and she was like, I mean, I don't know why, but she was like, I think it's gonna be like a opposite of Lemonade. Clearly, she didn't watch like the trailer for it or anything.
Oh, with Adness?
Yeah. But it looks different. Like I feel like it's more going to be like an American Gangsta album where he's like telling the story of the movie.
So. I love American Gangsta.
That's so fun.
That would be. And it seems like it's about a boxer, I guess, who loses his way because his trainer passed away. That's I got. But then they had another one of a kid. He was black running, and it says I think it says Stay Black, and then the trailer's called Kill Jay-Z.
Mm.
And it's like him. It's a No ID beat. The beat is fire, and it's just like the kid running in slow motion, and it ends.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see it?
I only saw Adness. And he's rapping lyrics about his father that passed away. So
that concept is pretty.
Yeah, it could
it's
be
pretty dope though.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it out.
I'll go to bed when I get home.
I was literally about to say I'm checking out tonight, but that's a
you
damn
crazy.
That's a lie.
You crazy? You pushing it?
Damn lie.
Your holiday weekend start tomorrow.
I got summer Fridays. And I got Monday and Tuesday off. And I still ain't staying up. Like,
oh, no. Ain't nothing. No.
We got that email yesterday. It's like, oh, offices will be closed on Monday.
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Shucks.
Word. I was like, really?
And it's like, oh, but you have to check with your manager. Da, 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 da.
Like, I was kidding.
No. So what I did is today my manager was talking to me about something. And I was just like, oh, tonight. She's like, oh, can we stay later and like get some stuff done? I was like, yeah, you know, we got the long weekend and all that, you know. So I'll stay a little later tonight, you know. Got Monday and Tuesday off. Had to pause and look at her for a second.
Right?
Can't say nothing. I was like, all right. Cool. See you Wednesday.
Damn. Y'all got 2 days off?
I mean, well, she works from home every Friday, so.
She got 3 days off.
Five-day weekend, beloved.
Yeah.
She got Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Tuesday. That's right.
It's like a little slight vacation.
Settle for this four. I'll see what I could do with it. I'll make it work.
I'll try to do something. All this free time, you know.
Y'all really making me want to use my vacation days.
I'm sorry, man.
But what day you got to work? You got to work on Monday?
But I'm leaving. I already, like, I was telling Kevin. Hell no.
Yo, Kevin just act like I just pointed a gun at him.
Well, the drugs he's pointing at the wall.
He was like, don't you dare curse me with that nonsense.
Put that on me, beloved. Word.
At first, I was like, yo, people gotta work on Monday. That shit crazy.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
Damn.
I'm leaving at 2, though.
Okay, that's not too bad.
No.
What time you going in, though?
7.
You still gotta wake up early, that shit.
You know, I wake up every day at 6. Like, literally every day at 6 p.m. in the morning.
I wake up early, too, but it's different when I gotta wake up and go somewhere.
Like, that exactly.
So true.
There's so much dread.
Yeah.
Moving at myself. Yeah. I'm gonna think about you guys when I'm getting up.
I'll be snoozing.
I'm gonna call y'all, actually. Hey, guys.
It's cool. I keep my phone on airplane mode through the night. Don't be a buzz, but please do leave a message. I'll get back to you in my earliest convenience. Print number.
What's up next?
Any projects to close it out?
Oh.
You guys are excited for in the second half, the rest of the year?
I mean, is there anything?
Kanye's working on something.
Is he supposed to drop this shit?
That I don't know. Who else? M. Nas.
Bearded M.
Eminem got a beard?
Yeah.
What's wrong with these niggas?
Yeah, and he's collaborating with 2 Chainz. Yep.
Yep. That is not a joke.
How is that gonna go?
We shall see.
Yeah.
2 Chainz confirmed Eminem hit him up for a collaboration.
Yeah, they got pics and all. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, that's an unlikely couple.
Yeah, but
let me see.
Who else? Wow, you look. I mean, I like this is a new guy named Annoyed. And he has a new tape called A Time and a Place. That's pretty good. Damn, Bobby Valentino is on my playlist.
Wow.
Logic's album is pretty good, actually. Forgot. That's like number 12 on my list. Schoolboy's album, actually, I'm excited for.
He's dropping this year?
He's dropping this year, okay. Yeah. He said his album's almost done. And then, I don't know how I feel, but Vic Mensa, I don't know if you heard the EP he dropped.
That came out already?
Mm-hmm.
The manuscript? No, I didn't hear it.
I don't like him as a person, but his music was pretty good. He could actually really rap. I was surprised.
That's all that matters.
Yep.
Make that good music.
I'll talk about his situation at the end of the moment section.
Wow.
Is Chance supposed to drop this year?
His debut?
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
That's how I read about it, but I didn't think it was true.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what's confirmed that I'm actually excited about.
Yeah,
I can't even think off the top of my head.
Man, I'm looking.
Yeah, weird, right?
He looked like the lead singer of a rock band.
That's back on the road after many years.
Nirvana.
Just get his life together. Just got out of rehab. Stick a look. Eyes got the bags underneath his eyes like he ain't slept. Damn, man. Hate it had to be him.
Let's see. Apparently, because, I mean, you didn't like his verse on,
Nope.
No favors,
they can
right?
buy that shit.
Damn.
So, ugh, man. I was so excited for that song, too. I was like, oh, shit, Eminem? I was like, nah. I was like, contemplating whether I should skip all the songs before to get to it. I was like, nah, just play it straight through. Just play it straight through.
Damn.
I'm like battling with myself in my head. Like, nah, just skip ahead two songs.
Nah, let it rock, beloved.
It'll get there in 6 minutes. You good? You good? Then I got there. I'm on the train looking. You know, you're looking for someone else to like confirm that this is bullshit too. But no one else can hear what's in your beats except for you. I'm looking around like waiting for eye contact. Like, you hear this shit? It ain't a person understand what the hell going on. They're like, why you got this thing face on right now?
Mm-mm-mm.
New artist.
New artist. Nah.
Not one?
Mm-mm. Mm. Sid. S-Y-D. Mm. I think from the internet. I heard like two songs that I really liked.
Our Future. They were Our Future.
I think they're affiliated.
Yeah.
That's about the only, I don't know how new T Grizzly is, but I like him too.
He's pretty good.
But I don't know if he's new. I don't know who's new. I find people late. So.
I always find people late, like Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
I just found him 2 days ago, like I found Jesus.
Yeah, same, man.
Me and him. I just found him. So he's new to me.
Been out for 5 years, but.
He new to me.
I'm not, yeah.
No, I don't know.
I'm the wrong guy.
All right, I'll put out.
Let me think. It gotta be some new motherfuckers out here.
Let's see. Russ. He's like this little white boy from Atlanta. Let's see.
Oh, Mayor Fontaine is new.
Who? Oh, yo, Frank Ocean?
He ain't my boy.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
Yo, yo, I'm just joking.
He ain't my boy.
I said, don't you ever.
Oh, quick aside. Did y'all watch Power, the first episode?
That's gonna be moments.
Hmm?
Moments.
Oh, okay. I'll save it.
Damn.
Something just popped in my head, that's why.
Who else? Let me see.
Kev, you gotta start watching Power, beloved.
I know.
You know?
Damn. Yo, I promise. Watch it this. Start watching this weekend.
I don't know if I'm gonna be home much this weekend.
Are you gonna be out and about?
Might be, yeah.
Looking like some nice weather this weekend. Okay.
Probably Monday. I'll be home Monday.
Yeah.
I saw that episode.
Just start season one.
It's only 10 episodes a season.
Oh, for real?
But they're hour long, so. Oh, that's fine. Yeah. I thought it was like a 20 episode block.
Nah. That's why I keep people like fiending for it. Shit, come for 10 seasons. I mean, 10 episodes, then it's just gone again.
Oh, okay.
For a whole year. All
right.
Yeah, nah, check it out. You're definitely.
Whew. I mean, I don't got any new.
Yeah, I'm not good.
Bet we don't got any.
For the listeners, if y'all listening and y'all have some new artists that we're failing to mention that you think we should mention,
send us Coda the Friend. I think I sent y'all the freestyle that he did the other day.
Is that the dude that remixed the lyrics? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that was fire.
I'm listening. He has a tape called Palm Tree Liquor. It's an old school hip hop feel, but he could rap his ass off. Like, and he drops freestyles, I think, every week. Like a random freestyle, and they're like really good. And he's from New York, and it just sounds like he reminds me of sort of like Fab, but like a mellow, calmer Fab. I'll definitely check his out.
That's a big.
He's calmer than Fab.
I think he's calmer than Fab.
No, like, I mean, he's pretty calm. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
He's mad calm on the track.
He sounds no homo. He sounds softer than Fab. Like, I'm gonna just sit here and talk to you like this and be like that. But he's actually like, I like what he's saying. And Fab, he's a little bit more, I guess, energetic because the tracks he gets on are a little bit more hyper. Maybe that's it, the beats.
I ain't seen a hype Fab in years.
Maybe it's the
you
beats.
Call it Fab, yeah.
You know Fab records sitting down. he just made his son a bowl of cereal. He bad relaxed. Just sitting there like,
poor my lazy boy.
Got a glass of wine. He's chilling inside a
room. He kicked up. Yeah,
that's right.
Bring the mic closer to me. Right.
Hold it like this. Davies, Paranoia.
Is that song?
It's supposed to. No, his album's supposed to drop this week.
Oh, look. Oh, yeah.
This week.
This week. This year.
Oh, I'm like, damn.
No, if he drops tomorrow, he might not do so well.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay clear. Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. I like Davies. Yeah,
I fucks with Davies.
That's it for me.
New, we still got new artists, right? True City, he's new to me.
Oh yeah, yeah,
he's new to me.
Same.
I didn't know who the hell he was.
Yeah,
2017, True City,
definitely new to me. Yeah. And I enjoyed that project.
Yeah, it was good.
That's I'd still listen to it.
Me too.
We all still do.
It's a lot of Spotify love from Jarrell.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. All right, as I said, listeners, if y'all have some artists that we're failing to mention, shoot us an email, hit us up on social media at CoolNowPod.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the moment, we've all been dreading
movies
because I ain't watched a damn movie this year.
Oh, it's movies now? Oh yeah, I got like three.
Okay, go ahead.
I have shows.
Movies?
We do movie shows.
Movies. What did I watch? I watched Logan, Get Out, and Fast and the Furious 8. That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's it.
Damn. Damn.
You can say rank them.
3, 2, 1. That's it.
Actually, I did when I gave it to you. I wanted 3. That was it.
Damn.
Yeah, I haven't seen much.
I'm sure I think. I've seen Get Out. I've seen Fast and the Furious 8. I have not seen Logan.
No, yeah, don't go by my list. What you seen or not? Won't be a long combo.
Nah, I haven't been in the movies in God knows how long. I'm trying to think of what I've pirated lately.
Damn.
Last movie I watched was Blade Runner from 1982.
I watched that movie with Ice Cube.
Stay out of Compton.
No. Where he's like the principal. He's about to
try Fist Fight?
Yeah, that shit was.
I thought that was funny.
It was alright. It was booty. Yo, Blast. Don't just let them go together. It was alright. It was booty.
The two directors.
I saw that movie. Damn. Yeah. What movies have you seen? Maybe you sparked some ideas.
I have. I saw Transformers last week.
Heard that wasn't that good. Was it good?
I liked it. I liked the way it's going. I mean, this is going to be, I think they're doing a Bumblebee movie comes out next year. And the way they had him in the movie was like Optimus Prime and Transformers 1. Like, he was kicking people's asses and stuff. He was beating Optimus up, too.
Nope. I ain't seen none of those outside of Fences. Shots.
Fences. That was December.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about that Moonlight was last year, too, then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay, well, let it go. Keep going.
Disregard.
You see, the last time I was like, Pinsers.
Like, you, yeah.
They're going to be supporting. No movies.
No, I'm right there with you. I bought an Amazon Fire Stick.
Oh.
Hooked that shit up lovely.
Good choice. Cody, my nigga.
Power Rangers was pretty good, actually. Super surprised about that. King Kong, Skull Island was good. Logan was my favorite movie so far. And Wonder Woman.
Oh, I haven't seen
Wonder Woman. Really good.
Women been going crazy list. About that movie.
Yeah, when I went to see it, it was nothing but women. And Kay from Kay and Peele was there.
When you went to see it?
Yeah, he was in the movie theater with us. Oh. People knew who he was, though, because they was stopping middle of the movie to say hi to him and everything.
I'd have been tight.
Right?
He was tight. You could the way he was like talking to his wife, like you could see his he has a he's shiny like, ass bald head. He's like,
I told you we shouldn't fucking come out today.
Should have watched the screener.
You know they get the movies, so he's probably like, yo, we know we got the movie, just watch at the house. You want to come out here and be around these motherfuckers?
You want the movie experience.
But yeah, that's it for me. Those are my five. But movies, I mean,
yeah. I want to see like I want to see Wonder Woman. Want to see Guardians of the Galaxy. Want to see the new Spider Man. But you know, we have a lot of wants in life.
How many Spider Mans can they make?
Huh?
Yeah.
They don't keep making as many Spider Mans as it keeps making money. I'm boycotting Spider Man.
Yeah, if they show Uncle
I'm
Ben
start the trend because there's just too many.
If they show Uncle Ben die one more time, I'm gonna be.
And they
I'm
keep starting from the beginning like we all know the story.
Yeah, thank you. Did you see the tweet? They had like a tweet of it was Uncle Ben and he was like, "Can you guys please stop killing me in every Spider Man movie?" And then it was a tweet of Thomas and Martha Wayne, like, tell me about it. Like, those are the two family deaths they show all the time.
Did you guys see All Eyes on Me?
Hell no.
Oh, I didn't see it either.
Hell no.
I'm telling you what I'm going to go, what I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm looking forward to seeing Despicable Me 3. I love those movies.
I do too.
I want to see Wonder Woman because my girl's probably going to force me to go see that. Just keep it 100.
I want to see Girls' Night 2, the movie with...
Cars 3, I'll probably... Oh, with Jada Pinkett and all them? Yeah, I want to see that too. That's going to be funny.
Tiffany.
Regina Hall, yeah.
She's cool. I like her.
Yeah, that's going to be funny. The House with Will Ferrell, I'll probably...
Oh, yeah.
I want to see this new one, Baby Driver.
Oh,
yeah. I heard that was... my friend saw a screening for it. He said it was really good.
Yeah.
That look interesting.
I probably won't pay $18 to see it, though.
That's what I'm saying. Probably go see Wonder Woman.
That's what it is.
Find myself in Baby Driver. How did I get here?
Oh. First of all, that's when
the salt made me dizzy.
That's when is unstoppable.
Nah, yeah, never.
You gotta, like, first of all, you know what they do now? When the movie's over, they have people, like... at the doors waiting for people and guiding them to the exit.
Mm.
I leave like 5 minutes early, beloved.
Mm-hmm.
I know how this going to end. Go to my next movie.
That's killing us is the seating reserve, the reserve seating.
Yo,
yeah,
they shutting shit down. Oh, reserve seating.
I got, me and my mom got to wait until like mid movie to see if anyone comes in.
Yeah. The reserve seat and shut shit all
fuck
down.
Shit up.
But it's nice though because
it's, know, so good in the beginning.
Those,
but yeah,
those comfortable seats are so nice.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you can put your feet up.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you could.
So nice move. I don't feel like paying $20 every time I want to go to the movies.
I know, I forgot about that.
Just get two child tickets or one child, one adult. I do it all the time.
And they don't say anything to you?
They don't check. They never check the tickets. I mean, I've never seen a...
How much is a child ticket?
$10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 10, depending. I go to Magic Johnson in Harlem, though.
Mm. They do reserve seat in there, too?
No.
This nigga still got theaters?
Yeah, man. And that they're just always packed in that theater. Shout out to Magic Johnson.
Word.
Got spicy chicken fingers.
Spicy chicken fingers?
Mm-hmm. They have spicy chicken fingers.
Oh, in the theater.
Oh, I thought you said he had.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. Shout out to Magic Johnson's spicy chicken fingers.
Yeah. I was like, okay, let that cook. I was going to make a really terrible joke when you said it, but then I was like, nah. That might not bode over too well with the listeners.
No, I would definitely edit the fuck out of that.
Nah, but I really was just gonna be like, any person would let Magic Johnson put his fingers in their mouth is a risk.
What? Spicy chicken fingers? You think I'm talking about his fingers?
I didn't know you were talking about. I was like,
I heard Magic Johnson is spicy. I thought you said his fingers look like
What?
I didn't even know what you were trying to say.
All I heard was spicy chicken fingers, Magic Johnson. I'm trying to let it register in my head. It just wasn't sinking in.
I see. But next, is it Moments?
Justice League's coming out with another movie?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm?
Justice League.
Oh, that's this year?
So is Star Wars.
I'll go see that. I'm gonna go see the new Thor.
Oh yeah.
I want to see John Wick 2.
I actually enjoyed John Wick, the
first one.
And they're doing a third one
already.
They already confirmed it.
This nigga Keanu making mad bread.
Resurrected, man.
He's good in that movie though.
I know. I love the first one. I'm definitely gonna see it.
Amazing. I'm gonna go see the second one, or I'll wait.
Yeah,
it'll be on HBO or something soon enough.
It'll be on HBO.
I stumble across some HD quality online.
Ooh, you know,
my journeys.
When the feds come, I say it found my laptop. I don't know how we got here. Just take the laptop. You have it. You figure it out.
I bought it off iTunes. rented it.
All right.
Support the arts.
You got any more movies? Moments.
I wasn't prepared for this, so.
Damn, Kev, my first moment's Power.
This is a big rich town.
Yo, Power's back. Kev, you gotta watch Power.
I know.
It's like a holiday.
Power's back. I didn't catch it till this Tuesday, so I missed it. I didn't get, like, I like to look on Twitter every now and then, and when people were going and tweeting about it, I was like, I gotta stop. Yeah, okay. Just give the whole damn spoiler. They spoil the whole damn show for you.
Yeah.
But one thing so when I first started watching Power, I was like, I started in the middle of season two. Mm-hmm. So I like binged the whole season one and then caught up to season two. Now we're in season three now, right?
And I watched this is season four.
So I'm lying. I started season three and I watched season one and two back to back like that, and then caught up to season three. And now, like, I keep expecting to be able to binge this shit like that. And I just literally just watched one episode. I'm tight now. I'm like, yo, damn.
Yeah.
I want to watch episode 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, 8, 9, 10. So I have to just keep waiting now.
50 Cent is surprisingly good.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
It's an amazing show. Kev, you probably watch Empire, don't you?
Oh, come on now.
See? Jarrell's disrespectful.
Oh, man. That one hurt.
So disrespectful.
That one hurt, yeah.
You and your boy, yeah.
I've never watched that episode of that show.
Kev! And then NBA Awards happened. Did you watch that yet?
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I thought the skits was funny. I hate the idea of having to wait until after the entire playoffs for the awards to be awarded. But I like Drake in it. I thought it was funny. Cool. The skits were funny.
A lot of down moments, though.
Yeah.
Like where they... I don't know, I felt like, I mean, obviously it was the first time doing it though, but it just felt like they had some down moments where they just didn't know what the next thing was to do.
Oh, yeah. Really?
And then Shaq fucked up trying to DJ. couldn't find his playlist.
And then play what, Kendrick?
Played Kendrick, and Drake's face was like, you don't see me right here, you don't see me standing right next to you?
I made a whole fucking playlist.
I'm your boy. I made 29 songs for you.
I made 29 songs for this.
And you gonna pick this nigga. And then Shaq, you can tell Shaq fucked up. He tried to like remix something else into it, and it's like another Kendrick song, wasn't it?
I think so.
I was like this nigga. And Drake's face was just like,
alright. I only saw the skits, which was hilarious.
Yeah, the skits were funny.
Skits were so funny.
His comeback at Kenny was hilarious too.
What happened? I heard about it.
Drake was making jokes, whatever like that, and he left. And Kenny Smith from TNT was like, we just got to ask. I wonder if Drake wrote those jokes himself. Like, trying to be funny about the ghostwriting. At least how many people wrote the joke? Some shit like that. He's basically alluding to the fact that Drake probably had a ghostwriter for his jokes. And then Drake came out and was like, oh, I heard your jokes in the back, Kenny. It's funny to hear that from the most expendable expendable member from
the TNT crew.
But the way he said it, like his delivery was just so like flawless. It came out of nowhere, and he just like went back to talking, like back to host, like nothing ever happened. I was like, damn,
savage.
And the coach joke, you didn't hear that one?
Mm-mm.
He was like, he said something about coach, and that Ernie, Shaq, and Barkley were like, coached by some excellent coaches, whereas Kenny came in coach to get here. Like Kenny had to ride coach to get here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I did hear that joke. Yeah.
Yeah. But Drake is pretty funny.
Yeah. He's a natural for TV.
Wonder if he wrote those jokes though.
He probably did. Who cares? Most celebrities, when they get on like Saturday Night Live and all that stuff, they don't write
those. Oh yeah, that's jokes. True. That's true.
You think Peyton Manning is just naturally funny? No, seriously. Eli was funny. You know that nigga ain't funny. Eli can barely fucking phrase a sentence together. He out here being hilarious on Saturday Night Live. If I had writers, I'd be hilarious too. Oh man, what else happened?
The Migos and Joe Budden is all over this week. It's so
Joey Budden, Joseph. You gotta let these young boys rock, man.
Apparently, there's backstory behind it, but even though it's still disrespectful, the whole situation was funny.
It was hilarious to me. Migos was about that action though.
Yeah, they wanted to fight someone that day.
But the shit was funny. What's that? Who's Joe Budden's co-host on that damn show? What's his name?
DJ Academics.
DJ Academics. This nigga good. Was it Offset that was talking? Kept asking him a question. Huh? What? No, what do you say?
You know how bad it
is. He's like, what did you say?
Huh? You know that I feel how bad it is.
I was like, yeah, it's a lady.
Is somebody rewinding the clip?
I thought he was being like. I thought that was fucked up. Like, you heard what he said. I feel like he was trying to.
They said it's really loud in there.
Yeah.
Huh? They said it's really loud.
Did they let me up bad and bougie?
Huh? I applaud Takeoff for staying calm.
Yeah.
I thought they were rewinding the clip like 2-3 times.
Mad disrespectful.
He said he didn't hear him. He says very loud on the red carpet.
You know damn well he heard him. I don't know. He's just trying to be funny. That shit was
amazing. Anthem ones.
Word. They stood up and crossed their arms like, about to beat Joey ass. Joey must be back on them rocks. We gonna get him off.
I saw a meme. I don't know who said it, but they was like, I think it was Charlamagne. He was like, yo, Migos really move like a group. It was Quavo who got up first, then Offset, then Takeoff. Like, they all got up in unison to beat Joey's ass. Oh, well, he said, he was like, so wrap it up then.
No, yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, Joe.
What else? Vic, actually, now that Vic Mensa went on Everyday Struggle, and I guess he's been waiting to do this, but he got at Academics hard, like called him a bitch. Wanted to slap him, everything. I thought that was pretty intense. That whole episode. Probably won't forget it this year.
What's that fucking kid with the purple hair? Lil Yachty, him and Joe Budden on Everyday Struggle.
That one was good too.
That was a good moment this year.
You ain't happy, nigga. Yes, I am.
Yo, what's wrong with people?
It's the drugs, yo.
You ain't happy, nigga. Oh, alright. Yeah, you right. You can tell me how I'm feeling. You know me better than I know myself. What the fuck?
I think that's it, is it?
Yeah. That's it.
We got the half of 2016.
17, this nigga. Damn. Stop smoking, beloved.
Stop. You was disrespectful today.
Because I'm tired.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm tired.
Me too. 2017. My bad. I'll edit that out.
No, I don't edit it out. Leave it in. let the world know how you're feeling right now. Nigga Ryan stuck in last year. Yeah, this is it. It was a good wrap up. If we missed anything.
We didn't do TV shows.
Oh.
Oh.
Y'all don't have any shows?
Power.
No.
Leftovers. Girls.
Girl.
And then the OA, I think, and that's it for me. Girls Love Leftovers, Power, OA. There's a Netflix show I'm missing somewhere.
Oh, Netflix shows. F is for Family. Love that damn show. I still haven't fucking watched Orange the New Black. I mean, yeah. Me
either. It's a slow season.
Is it?
Yeah. Damn, it's hard still to watch.
Damn, I still haven't watched it.
I'm up to episode 4.
Shit. Well, I ain't missing much. No. But I'll watch it eventually.
It's okay. I'm sure it'll pick up somewhere.
Be watching a bunch of girl shows now.
Yeah.
Fucking stuck on my girl. ain't mean that, baby. I ain't mean like that. But now I do watch a bunch of girl shows. Like, she'll put shit on and be like, I know you're going to like this. And I'd be like, yo, this shit is whack. I'm watching this. And then I look up like 2 weeks later. I'm like, yo, we watching that show tonight? Yo, got a new episode of Love Connection coming on.
You remember, babe? Word.
Watch your Bravo and shit. Yo, you a bug, like, yo. Be telling her about shows before they even come out. Come on Thursday at 10 p.m. That's what we watch.
I told you. Come on.
Come on now. You put me on the show now. You ain't even keeping up.
Do better.
Do better.
Yeah.
What about you, Kev?
Leftovers, number one. Mm. Master of None. Legion. Girls. Oh, Dear White People.
Netflix. Right?
Yeah.
Great.
Watch that.
The Young Great. Pope. Big Little Lies. 13 Reasons Why. Love. Netflix.
Damn, Kev out here with the Netflix hits.
Yeah, you thought your girl, yeah. And then Catastrophe from Amazon.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot all about 13 Reasons Why.
That was my one too. That show hit me like a rock.
You seen someone kill themselves like a month ago? No, committed suicide and blame the show for it.
Yeah, they left tapes behind.
Yeah.
Really.
For the sake of being politically correct, I'm not gonna say how I truly feel.
Yeah, let's just move on.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to hear that.
I ain't trying to have you aboard.
Yeah, I don't wanna. Yeah. Okay.
Who this?
It's like, I heard what you said, babe. Oh, she's telling you what time you need to be home to watch the show on Bravo.
You know it's a Where Are You.
I know, I got that text too.
Gotta put the phone face down.
You know there's location. The Snapchat came out.
I don't share my location. That's mistake crazy. Number one. That's for the novices.
The novices. Such ease.
Share your location? No. Why?
You waste more battery. I don't know why would I do
that's
that.
That's what I was saying. Why?
Yeah. My word is good.
You don't trust me?
Word is bond. Come on.
What are we in this for?
What word? Without trust, we don't have anything.
You know where I'm at? I'm right here.
Man. Is there anything else you guys got?
Nah. I'm hungry.
All right. As I was saying, to the listeners, if you guys feel like we left something off the list, and you know, something that, yeah, fuck, we left some off the list, let us know. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter. Email us coolnowpod@gmail.com. Instagram and Twitter is @coolnowpod. Let us know if we missed anything, something you guys think are worth mentioning, or even something that you want to put us on to. Because honestly, we ain't got the time to be listening to all this music all day.
Yeah, watching all these shows.
Yeah, word. Just direct me to it. Say, please. Yo, cool now, listen to this. Cool now, watch this. And I'm like, oh, word. And then I'll shout you out on the podcast. And you'll be famous for a quick second.
For a quick second.
Quick second. Mm-hmm. Hot second. Until next week, this is Cooling Out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.